This is Todd Lights, public address announcer for your world champion, Los Angeles Dodgers. And you are listening to the Talk at the Urinal Podcast.
All right, bro. All right, with that, we survived Vegas. It was a business trip to start, right? Sunday. That was a hell of a Sunday.
Barely.
That was a hell of a Sunday. Let's start with the bad. Falcons cost me $1,000 parlay. That, no big deal. And he drops it in the end zone.
Oh, dude. But you know what, though? Every single game, even that game, it all came down to the
wire. That's true.
It was so phenomenal. I had fun. I hope you had fun. I had a great time.
It was a business trip, bro.
Falcons, dude.
Our locks came through.
It was a business trip.
Raiders? That cost us too.
The Raiders. Oh, my gosh.
And Tap and Oscar. Your team, come on. They can't win at home? Come on.
Yeah, that's an ugly loss to Washington at home. We expected better of them. We lost. That lost us a parlay too. But you know
let's
what?
What do we do? Hey, home dogs, Steelers and Seahawks, bro.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know what? The bad losses definitely were not outweighing here. The quality wins that we had here. We gave you home dogs, Steelers on the money line, Seahawks on the money line. I mean, how huge were those?
That was huge to be like, that's huge to do two separate ones, one with the spread, one with the money line, all of the Chiefs money line. Dude, that was unbelievable Sunday. I mean, we should do that.
Yeah.
I mean honestly, our body can't handle that.
Our bodies can't handle it. I'm telling you, I have bruises on my thighs from where I was just hitting myself with a racing form. Every single play. Dude, and here's the thing. Did I not tell you the Ravens were going to score? I called it. The Ravens were going to score and they were going to go for two and they weren't going to get it. I called it before they even scored the touchdown. I knew. That's how much faith I had in the Steelers in that game.
Oh, thank God. And then the Seahawks looked dead in the water. They were down by like 10. I was like, Jesus Christ, why did we take the Seahawks? And Russ?
Huge goal line stance.
Yeah, that too. Oh my gosh, where else? What else was huge?
The minute that Steelers game ended, he missed that 2-point conversion in the Ravens. We walked out of that sportsbook like we owned the place, dude.
We sold like 10 drink tickets that are left in our hand. We were legends there, bro. Shout out.
Oh, man, that was a good time. Shout out to that one guy who was a Niners fan sitting in the front row.
Yeah, poor guy. Who knows how much money he had.
Hacklin.
So it all became down to the Chiefs money line. And then McGinley and I do Mahomes to score first. That just kept. Wow. And then Slick hit a parlay. He gives me $60. He's a three-teamer. He had the under in that game.
That was smart to pay him fast before we hit the craps tables.
Oh my gosh. Bro, Sunday, what did we do Sunday night? It came down to just you and I just playing craps, throwing sevens back and forth. What was that?
That's how Vegas is, bro. I know. That's how Vegas is. That's why after the Seattle game, after the Chiefs game, we collected our money. We should have just gotten the next plane and gone home. We should have just gone out.
Yeah, because that would have been an all-time business trip, right? That's what we did. We here collect our money and leave instead. Yeah. Oh, we got to go downtown.
We videotaped some crazy chick biting a security guard with six security guards trying to tackle her.
That was insane.
So pissed. I recorded that whole entire thing and they came up to me and asked me to delete the video.
Did you delete it?
Yeah, I didn't want to mess around, you know.
Yeah, just all of a sudden you stay in Vegas for
I'd rather not be known in that town than be known. So I didn't want to mess with it. You know,
That was Monday.
If a bunch of Vegas security come around you and ask you to delete a video that you just took on your phone.
Yeah, that was pretty insane. We walked right into a fight. She was resisting arrest, obviously. She was trying to beat up every officer. And then there was a fight between the other two. Dude, when the rodeo's in town, that's
crazy. Love when the rodeo's in town. Love Vegas when the rodeo's in town in December.
Shout out to Eli Young, Ben, right? Free concert.
PBR me all day.
You were getting everyone to like our pod. Whoever you met in the pit, you let. There you go.
Dude, I was promoting. And then here's the worst part. So who were we talking to? Someone's like, you guys need shirts. You guys should have shirts right now.
I know.
And it's like, fuck, we need shirts.
We should have. I know. Which our boy knows. I know.
I think I was literally walking around the whole entire concert just being like, talk of the urinal.
Good, man. I feel like we gained some more followers after that trip.
Oh.
Oh, man.
Good time.
And well, then, let's go to Monday. Let's fast forward to Monday. Okay, so Sunday was great, except for the tables. But tables doesn't count towards our pod. It's all about the sports betting.
Exactly.
We forgave you on the you forgave us on college. I hope that was bad Saturday
on college. Bad Saturday.
Sunday we took care of business. Monday, it started with that Everton. I added Italy over. Everton scores. Which they, it shouldn't have came down to that. They had like three goals. They should have won that way before.
They did have two taken away for offsides that were looked good. That damn VAR. But dude, for them, we just knew it. We said take Everton on the money line. Everton was a huge dog against Arsenal. Arsenal's trash. I never had any faith in Arsenal.
I know,
but dude, we had to parlay it with who was it? Cagliari and Torino.
Well, we need
over
one
two
goal.
And a half. Over 2.5. And what's the final score? 1-1. And what happens in the Everton game? 93rd minute winner for Everton to beat Arsenal.
That was.
Oh my god.
And that was probably one of the best, dude. Tilt to kilt on a Monday at 11 a.m. There's nothing that better. That did hurt. Because you know what? Because we would have won that, we would have went straight to yard, right?
Yep.
Instead, we were just trying to. And then what were we doing all day? We're thinking of, okay, we overthought it. And we bet against
Bill.
I
actually don't even want to talk about it. I'm so upset. I'm still upset about it. You know what? I have the ticket. I still got the ticket somewhere. I got the ticket somewhere around here, and I don't even know why.
They ran the ball how many times? They threw the ball three times.
Three passes, bro. In the history
of the
NFL,
just listen to the pod, if you just listen to the pod, you said you like the pass, and I said, dude, we'll just roll it all over to the pass, like you said. And what do we do? We overthought it.
McGinley said that was the one reason he went to Vegas was to bet on the Pats, and we overthought it and we put it on the Bills. Like I punched a lot of things that night.
That was a rough Monday. Rough Monday.
I punched sports. A lot of things that night.
Oh my god. But if we take away the tables, sports betting, we won.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So we were ahead.
We came up ahead. Oh, yeah, we came ahead. At the three card, I don't even remember what day it was. That three card, I came out nicely.
Oh, dude, you were killing it.
I was up like 140, 150. Yeah, that one little run.
Yeah, that was like Monday.
That one little run, dude. I was hitting flush here, flush there. I was hitting them.
I remember. And then you guys left Tuesday morning. I was like, dude, I'm going to push my flight. Dude, Tuesday downtown. It's a dark place, bro. Thank God for the rodeo, though. Thank God.
That's where dreams go to die.
But a guy rolled for 35 minutes, dude. I took McGinley's into like 100. It was like $275 at a time, and then I had to play roulette. But I ended up making – I had like 200. And then I hit the Champions League parlay. Dude, then
you say Borussia?
I did two overs, and then I did a five-teamer, and guess what team cost me, bro? Your team.
AC Milan, dude.
I thought Salah wasn't playing. I thought no one was playing.
They didn't play them long. Apparently, they took him out like in the 60th minute. I think
it's too late by then.
It's too late. Too late, man. Oh, and it was brutal. And you know what sucks? We got the result we needed in the other game.
Oh yeah, you were.
All we had to do was win, and we're in.
Oh man, dude, Circa is awesome. By the way, it's like a stadium. That show is pretty dope.
I'm bummed we didn't even go. We gotta check it out.
We went to Binion's instead. Unbelievable.
Binion's.
Golden Gate is cool.
I gave you that one. Golden Gate's a spot, dude.
Dude, you're a legend there. You had a $75.
Oh, they gave me a $75 free ticket to play. They gave me what? They gave me like $30 free drinks.
Yeah, that was insane. Oh man, we have to. We didn't do the live. No, we did a live video from there, but we got to do a live podcast from there, from the Circa.
You know, I was thinking, I think McGinley should have a birthday every month.
Yes. I can do Vegas once a month. If we just stuck to just a one night, just bet football and go back that night.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
We forgot to tell the people what happened that day, Sunday, trying to get out there.
Oh, my God.
Shout out to Natalie.
Terrible was
shout
that?
Out to Natalie. She's OG, dude. That was She's amazing. Wow. But that was
dropped everything. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
We get to the airport at 6:30, dude. We're all ready. We're
jacked were we. We were more jacked up than Stu Finer, dude. We were so ready.
And then they're like, announcement over the thing. Flight's delayed. Maybe till 8. The fog should clear soon. Well, and then they, what they say? You're just sitting there.
You foggiest out day the I've ever seen in you're my like, life. In you're like, it might be changing. And I looked out the window at least 2 dozen times. Like, dude, it's getting better. No, it's not. It's getting worse. It's getting
like,
worse.
Yeah, you're like, I can't even see the plane now.
I can't see the plane. I don't even see the plane out the window.
I was like, did it take off? Are you kidding me? remember they're like, we're going to call a guy from Dallas. Remember,
we're going to call a guy. And here's the thing. They said that at like 7 a.m. We're going to call a guy in Dallas. They tell us what to do. And it's like, he's going to tell you either fly or don't fly. Stop being a little bitch about it. Fly or don't fly.
Then they opened the door a couple times and they closed the door. I was like, wait, when they opened the door, I thought we were going to go in. And then all of a sudden, every flight was canceled, right? All of a sudden, dude, we're in panic mode. Dude, I was like, dude, our flight was got, yours was postponed till 6. Mine was postponed till 6
p.m. I was like, dude, do you imagine if our flight was postponed to 6 p.m.? We wouldn't have come up as big as we did.
I know.
Steelers game, Seahawks game, all been over.
So I go to LAX, dude, our last shot, and it was $11.25 for $99. I don't know how, but we booked it, and
that was Natalie a legendary move. Legendary move.
And it was worth it because Sunday was a hell of a day. That was.
Yep. You know what?
That was unbelievable.
This is the reason you only do things in life one time. You know what? It was too good. It was fantastic.
We did say luck was going to turn around. It did that day because it was start off shitty.
Yep.
Start off real shitty. We walked into Atlanta. Actually, start off bad. We walked into Atlanta dropping the backdoor cover, and we're like, and then we made our bet. Dude, we made those two parlays with like 5 minutes left before the game started. Thank God.
That's a good point. And we wanted the Rams. We wanted the Rams in it too. If we had the Rams in it too, we would have been sitting so pretty.
Oh, but that.
But it's okay, though. You know what, though? Stories to tell.
We had a bunch of stories. I just took a hat to pod, just stories to tell right there. And we left a few out. We left
a lot out, and it's okay. We don't, because you know what? Some stuff just stays. It's embarrassing. We left a lot out. But, I mean.
As far as football goes, it was a hell of a day.
Right? As far as football goes, it was fantastic. I'm just bummed I don't have that video of the chick biting the police officer while she's trying to, like, fight six security guards, damn it.
Oh, that was.
We were close too. We were literally standing like 3 feet away while like six security guards are trying to take this chick down. And I'm just standing there recording this. And I'm just like, get the taser. Somebody taser her, please. I want to see a taser right now.
And then when did, so then you say in the concert, then McGinley and I go play roulette. Dude, you have to put like, dude, the roulette table was like 25 a roll, dude. And
it was a little crazy.
I was like, our stacks were huge at one point. But then I guess when you're playing, I don't know. It's fucking crazy, bro.
Good times.
Good times. That's all we got. We'll leave it at that. Good times.
Yeah. I think between the three of us for 2 nights, 3 days, I think we had about a total of 2 pairs of socks.
Yeah.
For the whole entire time. Whatever.
And 25 Coronas at least.
Oh, okay.
I was drinking, I don't know. We were just doing, I forget. I remember right when we got there, man, like the drink lady just came by. I had like 10 in like 2 hours. But it was a good time. All right, so that's Vegas. That's Vegas. What sports? So Lakers.
Moving on.
Lakers beat the Celtics. That's always good.
Let's talk Lakers.
They beat the Celtics. That was good the other night. They looked good. That was probably, like LeBron said, that was the best win they had all season, even though Jaylen Brown's out. That's a whole different Celtics team.
Yeah. But what did you say, dude? Inconsistency. That's great. You beat the Lakers. Then what do you do tonight?
I mean, you beat the Celtics. What do you do tonight?
I mean, Lakers beat the Celtics. What do you do tonight? You lose to Memphis.
They were on a back-to-back. There's no Morant. You lose by how much? Double digits?
Najee fucking Harris.
He scored?
Yep.
Nice. I haven't fantasy. Right. But yeah,
dude, so
yeah,
they were down by like 16 or 17 at one point. And you know what's it? And this is what I've been saying, dude. I'm broken record. Lakers, oldest team in the league. what was Memphis? Memphis, I think, is the second or third
youngest. So I guess a back-to-back doesn't really matter for them.
And it showed. It showed in the fourth quarter, dude. The Lakers just they were getting out rebounded. They had no legs left on the jump shots. Memphis just took over, dude. The young legs took over, and they're missing. Memphis didn't even have a. The hell's his name? I'm blanking on his name.
Morant. No, Morant's out for the year.
Morant was exactly. was like, come on.
So here's the thing. Okay, now it's still early. We're going to keep saying that. And then are we going to rely on none and Ariza to really change us around? And now I'm hearing Vogel, Mike. Dude, what is going on? LeBron does like to fire coaches, right?
Well, yeah. LeBron's going to have the final say in that. But it's funny. You look at the end of this game just now. I feel like they were trying to get LeBron the ball the entire time.
You just got his triple-double.
They tried to ride. Yeah, they tried to ride LeBron to a triple-double in a loss to Memphis. I mean, come on, man.
Tonight he'll come out and say, oh, try for greatness. I got my 100-kilo triple. He doesn't care if we lost.
That's right? The thing about basketball, man. It's an I-guy sport, man. I mean, come on. You got to win this game. This is a game you need to win. You can't be beating the Celtics and then dropping to Memphis. And, oh, but it's okay, though, because we were just trying to get him.
And then tomorrow, guess who we got? The team that owns us.
The Thunder. Again.
If we lose the Thunder for the third time. They just lost by what? That was 70 last week. We're just talking about it, right? They lost by 70 to Memphis.
Cancel Thunder. The season.
Vogel, dude. If they lose cancel to the Thunder, Vogel might be fired by the weekend, dude.
On the tarmac before he gets on the plane to come home.
But then who would be the coach? Bickerstaff. Bickerstaff would be the coach. He's an assistant, right? I don't know. I just feel like we're broken records here. We're just like not worried. It's early. Yeah. But then we're also like, dude, they're still – remember we were looking in the sportsbook, the odds? How are they still the favorite to win it all?
That's what I don't understand. I don't understand that at all.
But Vegas always knows. They do know, but –
there's just no way. Unless they make some big, huge moves, I think. This experiment's not going to work out. I've been saying it.
I mean, the big three has them playing well, but it doesn't really matter if the other guys are so consistent. Like Melo, do you remember how Melo's – what happened to him?
I don't think they're going to be able to ride LeBron the whole entire time. And turnover. What? This game ain't over.
Oh, not over yet?
Steelers just scored a touchdown, and they just picked it.
Nice. What's the backdoor cover for – no, Kirk Cousins.
A lot of time left. A lot of time left.
Well, yeah, I don't know. So if we're really relying on Ariza and Nunn to save the season, we got big problems.
Exactly. And again, like I said, I was watching this whole fourth quarter tonight, and it's like they're just going back to the well with AD and LeBron. And when that doesn't work, what's left?
Because you can't have Westbrook shoot outside. He's not going to shoot. Or they're going to let him shoot, but he's going to miss it. So I don't know.
And congratulations. We're about to have two of the six all-time triple-double leaders.
What's it get you?
What does that say? What's it get you? Exactly. What does it get you? It's frustrating. It's frustrating.
Frustrating. What else? Dude, number one team. You just said Purdue's number one. They just lost the Rutgers. You saw that? On the buzzer beater?
What was that? The buzzer beater? Yeah.
Yeah, that was dope.
Definitely saw that. Hey, nobody wants to be number one. Duke, you're number one. Not anymore. Just kidding. Purdue, you're number one. UCLA, not anymore. Oh, no, Gonzaga.
Yeah.
You know.
College basketball season for me doesn't start until I'm going to be honest. So the tournament for me, or do you start watching that before?
I'm going to start watching right now, but to me, I'm not really going to take it like really serious until about January. Once we get through college football, most of the bowl games, once we get to like that national championship in college football, that's when I'm going to take college basketball way more serious. Teams are very deep into their conference games. That's when I'm going to take it serious, and that's when I'm probably going to be giving out nonstop college basketball locks.
That's right. I love it. We could do a quick college football, the Final Four set.
Yeah, we wanted chaos. We got none.
We got none. The Finals Four. So sorry for those Saturday's picks. We don't even want to. I think we were like 1-8. I don't even know. So what was
we learned? We learned one thing. We learned one thing on that Saturday.
Don't just take them. Right? What did we learn?
That I don't know if Georgia can get to Bryce Young.
Okay, but we also learned two things to never do ever again. Don't ever bet against Saban or Belichick, right? They're getting points.
Saban getting points was the lock. We've been on Georgia. We've been riding Georgia since the beginning of the season. I just can't imagine Bama's going to beat them twice. But with the way – with the, that game came down to Georgia's defensive line, which is one of the best in the nation, versus Alabama's offensive line. And
they struggled all year. They struggled not all year, but
– was Bama offensive line. Wasn't even close.
I know. And then Bryce Young just – he wrapped up the Heisman,
he's
right?
To. Yeah. He's got to. Yeah.
Since it was, what's the spread? Are well, obviously we'll do a whole playoff preview, and because it's a month away. So,
since it's actually about 2.5 weeks away for the semifinals.
That's true.
They're playing them on I think December 30th.
Okay, we'll talk about it in a couple of weeks.
But I mean, I think Cincy last I saw was like a 13.5.
That's when you take the dog, right?
Since he's at a 13.5 and Michigan's at plus 7.5.
Jeez, and they're the number one team that Vegas is telling. Yeah, I think Georgia is a lock on that. Huh?
Georgia, Michigan. I mean, I think it's going to be a defensive game.
Yeah, I like the under. What's the under, dude?
43.5. I actually think that's high for that game.
That's under, bro.
I think it goes under too, but
because Michigan is just going to run, obviously, and then Bennett, they're not going to want Bennett to. But we'll preview that in a couple of weeks.
I mean, just real quick, we'll preview some of these, but some of these are great games, dude. I think the Oklahoma State Notre Dame game is going to be a fire game.
Yes.
I think it's going to be amazing. Utah Ohio State is going to be amazing. And Baylor Ole Miss, dude. Some of these New Year's Six Bowls, I think,
I love
phenomenal
it, man.
This year.
Did you see Oregon wants to talk to Chip Kelly?
I did, and I was actually shocked. I did not see it coming. So one of my good buddies who will make another appearance later on this show, Jason Buttress, Butters, shout out Butters. He was texting me the other day. He's like, dude, could you imagine if Oregon reaches out to Chip Kelly? And I was like, dude, I can't see it happening. I don't think it's going to happen. Why would you want to go backwards with your program?
I know.
You always want to go forward. I mean, you can't go backwards. And then lo and behold, which was a shocker. What happened to Mario Cristobal? I thought extended him.
A lot of things happen in Vegas that's why you don't see all the news, but you're like, dude, a lot of shit happened.
And here's the problem. If Oregon does take Chip back, it is going to be a major blow to the UCLA program because, one, you just now got to compete with USC, who just went out and got Lincoln Riley.
I know.
Two, Chip Kelly leaves to go back to another Pac-12 school, and he's going to obviously lose some of our recruits.
But he's not going to leave, right?
What coach is left? Name a coach that is left out there. Urban Meyer ain't coming to UCLA.
He's not coming,
What coach is left that UCLA can go get right now?
Gruden, dude. Gruden's back.
He's canceled, bro. He's still canceled. Not enough time has passed.
Smollett. Smollett.
He's going to jail.
Too soon, right? Yeah, actually just happened.
So that's what worries me. I really hope Chip doesn't bail on us.
I hope not, because then we're really fucked.
Oh yeah, it's gonna set us back a good at least 3-4 years.
And then USC is gonna be the talk of the town again. Unbelievable.
Yep.
Unbelievable. Hopefully our basketball. Hey, if UCLA basketball wins, then no one's gonna care, right?
That's true. What have you done for me lately?
Yep. What else?
We got
Tiger. Tiger and his
Tiger.
Tiger.
To say Tiger.
I mean, we talked about last pod. He's back next week. What do you think?
We kind of knew he'd be back. He's going to play. He's not going to take this tournament seriously. He's out there for his son. He said, I think, in a press conference, he's being a dad first, golf player second with this. But still, man, to see him swinging a club, I'm sure it makes everybody happy. You know, makes everybody happy with the exception of a couple guys like, you know, Sergio or VJ.
Yeah, those two. But I'm looking forward to it, right?
Yeah.
We touched on him last week, but yeah, we're looking forward to it, of course. Everyone is.
Actually, it's all the cameras are going to be there. It's going to be must-see TV because
his son's a beast, bro.
Fuck. Here's the thing. Okay, he's only spoken, I think, once since the accident, correct? And it was like a week and a half ago when he said what he talked about, what he was going to do. He plays this tournament now, coming to the Sun. You know there's going to be how many microphones being trying to place in front of him.
Yeah.
Do you think we're going to find out the true cause of that accident? So you know somebody's going to ask. He's going to get asked. He hasn't had many microphones in front of him from the press lately since the accident. I mean, Well, how's that going to be? Is he not going to take questions? He's just not going to.
What was the final thing that he was just speeding? Obviously, no.
They never fully released it. You know, we don't know if it was speed or other speed. You know, or ambient. I don't know.
No, just that's crazy. I know that guy's career has been unbelievable. On and off, right?
Dude, on and off, dude. You've never seen somebody go from just winning green jackets to just hitting Chili's waitresses left and right. I mean, God bless him.
Green jacket, gold jacket, who gives a shit, right? Yeah. Okay, so college, we were 51-41-2. We had to count last week, unfortunately. I think we were like we finished about 500. We had a hell of a year for you guys.
Yeah,
there's one game left. We'll pick bowl games, Army Navy. I haven't watched them. Do you have a pick for that game before we go NFL?
I don't. Me, I really don't. I've watched them. I'm actually looking right now. I don't even know what the line is. I don't even know if there's. So we get it's Army -7.
Man, I don't even know either. But
Army's the way better team. But it's a stay away game. It's a stay away game because you know what? You know the real winner in that game is America.
That's the real winner in that game. There you go. And then I will just get into NFL. Let's stay hot, NFL bro. What do we say?
It's been hot, dude.
We're gonna get over.
We 500. Said we will be back to 500, and we are right there.
Last week was just Falcons, right? What was your loss?
I didn't have one.
You didn't have one. Right? You said Pats.
I don't know what it felt like to lose last weekend.
Just because we bet Bills doesn't mean you didn't have Pats, yeah. Right?
I gave three. I gave Pats. I gave Steelers, and I gave Seahawks.
And I gave Chargers over Steelers. I agree. Chiefs. We took Chiefs spread. Yeah. Yep. Dude, we had one loss.
So what is that? One in five?
Or 5-1, other way around.
Five and one. What were we going in? Do you remember what our record was before? We'll have to look at the tape. Yeah, we'll have to go back and look at the tape. Our producer will get that ready. But 5-1, I mean, I want to say we were like, if I'm not mistaken, we were like 24-29-1 or something, which means we should be right around 500 right now, if not above.
We were back to our cover from going undefeated last week. Unbelievable.
Najee
again? Harris. Again? That's good for fantasy. And they better not back to our cover. In my pick and pull, I need Vikings, bro. Come on.
All right.
Okay.
Week 14, NFL, week 14.
Let's stay hot.
Staying hot, bro. You know what? I'm staying hot. I know I'm staying hot right now. I got two. I got two for the people. With a little lean, we don't count the leans. We don't count the leans, but I got a little lean, but I got two there for the people.
All right, Just started off.
Right off the bat, I'm sticking with it. Home dogs. We're giving you home dogs. I'm only taking dogs, home dogs. Bengals getting 1.5 at home against a Niner team that just lost to Seattle. I know the Niners are kind of a trendy team right now. They have a wild card spot right now. I believe they're the last wild card spot where it stands right now, but still plenty of football to be left played. The Bengals need this win, I think, more than San Fran. The Bengals need this win. I'm taking the Bengals at home, getting 1.5.
I love it. Speaking of home dogs, dude. Okay, yeah, Seahawks, thank you for the win last week, blah, blah, blah. You're still not a good team. They always beat the Niners. Dude, Tyrod +8.5.
Covers.
I think they keep it close. Jamal Adams is out. Seahawks look good for 1 week. They beat their rivals. +8.5.
Yeah. Seahawks have no running game, dude.
I know.
Seahawks
have no running game. Adrian Peterson, I know he scored. He had 11 carries for 16 yards. Dude, we could have done better than that after the Aria.
Yeah. Oh, after the Aria, we bolted it out of there, dude. Give me my money.
Yeah. I know that Niners fan was probably coming after us.
Oh, dude, that was great. That was great.
What's your second pick?
I'm gonna give a quick lean here. I've been riding the Cowboys all season. I actually think the Cowboys are a Super Bowl contending team. They've had some bad losses. And I hate to do it. That's why it's just a lean, because I can't do it. But I do like Washington getting the 4.5 at home, another home dog. Divisional game. We always know these divisional games are always close. Look what just happened the past two divisional games. We gave you home dogs. Outright winners.
I know.
Kind of like Washington getting the 4.5
your lean?
Points.
Here, I grew up on a lean.
Alive. Washington is still alive.
Yeah, they've won like 5 in a row. I'll give you that as a lean too. Yeah. I just can't.
That's
just
my
can't
lean.
Take, yeah. That's your lean. And then what's your second pick?
My last pick.
Your last pick? What is it, bro?
So
don't say Falcons or Jags.
I said that my boy Jason, shout out to my boy Jason. He'd be making another shout out cameo appearance on this pod. This game does not make any sense whatsoever. That is why I love it even more. Gimme the Raiders. I can't believe I'm doing it. I cannot believe I'm doing it. Raiders plus 9.5 at Kansas City. This game on paper makes no sense to me whatsoever, which makes me love it even more.
They usually play them well too.
Exactly. And here's the thing, what my boy Jason said, and I have to agree with him 100%. He says, watch, the Raiders will win this game and then go on to lose 3 of the next 4. Because that is just how the Raiders operate.
That's what the Raiders do. We could ask Oscar and James. I'm sure they would agree with that statement. Taking the Raiders again. They earthed us, bro.
They've destroyed us, but whatever. You know what those? That was McGinley's pick. If you remember, that was McGinley's pick. We gave all.
Oh, yeah. I said Chargers. You said Dolphins. And then he. Exactly. Yep. We didn't take the Raiders. He did.
So, you know what? I'm still allowed to take the Raiders this week. I'm still allowed. They're open for me, for their open play for me.
That's true. All right. I got two. What happens after the Lions got their first win? Broncos played in a tough. That was a tough game in KC. That sucks. Mm-hmm. Now they're, you know, I don't like taking favorites either, like you, but dude, I think Broncos win 2 touchdowns. It's minus 10 right now. I think that's a blowout.
10.
Yeah. You know,
there's a lot of points. I think the Broncos win easily.
Yeah. They're such a different team at home. And Lions, dude, that's all they needed to do is just win a game. They don't care now. Right.
Very true.
Dude, yeah. Jared Goff?
110-1. I mean, come on.
Dude, stop the season, right?
Stop the season. Call it. End the season now.
And then one, you've been saying Ravens a fraud all year. I know that's a brutal loss for them. You expect them to bounce back, but it's hard to beat it. Dude, Browns just lost them on that Monday night game in Ravens, right? Mm-hmm. Then Browns at least got a bye. Yep. Ravens are coming off a tough loss against Steelers. Browns, game. Browns. This is Browns. You have a bye week. You're at home this time. You can't lose them twice in a row.
Game, Baker. Bro, get your head out of your ass, Baker, and fucking
get off those damn commercials and fucking win a game. Win a big game one time, dude. You don't have to worry about Odell.
Hey, no more excuses. No more excuses.
Exactly, bro. I think we're gonna stay hot, dude. We're starting to read the season finally, right?
Yep. It took us a minute. We always knew we'd come through.
Yeah, that's true.
Take us 12 weeks, whatever, you know, better late than never. Exactly. We're gonna be at 500, we're gonna be plus money in both college and NFL. So
that's all you could ask for, right?
Exactly.
Only guy doing that is Stu Feiner. So,
right? Oh, kill your book.
Oh man, what is that? Does that wrap it up?
All right, bro. Yeah.
That was it.
We'll be back after this weekend when we come back after this weekend, we're going to be plus 500.
We are, and we'll be refreshed. We won't be coming off a Vegas bender.
Yeah. Yeah. You need a NAS recovery mode still.
Exactly. Just body armors all weekend. Until NFL Sunday starts again, then I'll be like, oh, you know what? Maybe you
can. Exactly. Let's go. Dackers.
Dackers. All right, guys. We'll be back. Later, bro.
All right, man. Later.